This is the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world throughout history, so I'm not just pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Eric Dye with the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe to EPN, visit epodcastnetwork.com, and you can also find us on iTunes. Up next, it's Foundations for Business Brilliance with Jessica Eves Matthews right here on EPN.
So in your business, some simple things. You want to, you know how I'm going to control and continue to control my health, my health in America? I'm going to stay committed to my business. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to continue to do the things I've been doing, to continue to get better at the things that I'm not good at, to continue to focus and refine.
How do you really make social sizzle? So I asked the master motivator himself, Mr. Zig Ziglar, for the secret, and here's what he had to say.
I believe with all my heart that you can have what you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. It's not about you, it's about them, and you put your focus on the people you're working with and for.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts. And I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my business is that I get to work with people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. My programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Everyone, it's Jessica Eves Matthews. Thank you for joining me and for joining EPN. I'm so completely thrilled to have you here again on my podcast and to get the chance to share more critical information with you on building a solid legal foundation for your business. And as you know, the information in this podcast and in my Business Brilliance programs comes from my 15 years of experience as a business lawyer, business litigator, and entrepreneur. And as always, what I'm going to share today comes from my specific experience with client issues in launching and running businesses and litigating business disputes for my clients. And my goal here today is to make sure that I provide you with tangible steps that you can take today to protect your business and yourself from any unwanted surprises. As I've said, this is about getting back to basics and making sure that you're set up to thrive no matter what your hopes, dreams, and goals are for your business. Everyone, no matter what your goals are, needs to start out smartly and with a solid foundation. And before we start, I just have to add the usual disclaimer that I am not giving you legal advice today. This is an educational program. I am not your lawyer, and I am providing this information and educational materials in order to help you clarify for yourself what you can do on your own and what you're going to need a lawyer for in the future. But this is not intended as legal advice, and I highly recommend that each of you seek out your own business lawyer to give you advice specific to your situation, because I obviously don't know you and I don't know your specific circumstances. I also need to say that this podcast is based on the American legal system, so that if you live in another country, some of the rules governing your business may vary, but the principles really are the same. And so you will come away from this entire podcast series knowing what areas of risk exist and how to ask the right questions so that you're as best protected as you can be, you and your business. And I'm just so thrilled that so many of you are listening today, because it means you're ready to take a huge step forward in protecting your business and yourself from preventable and unwanted problems in the future. And I will do my very best to make the information interesting, relevant, and easy to understand and apply. So why are we here? We talked about this in the last podcast a bit. Why do we need to talk about setting up a proper legal foundation? As I said before, really the point of getting your legal house in order is because it frees you up to get on with the fun part of running a business, because you're going to have the peace of mind that you've done all you can to protect your hard work. And peace of mind, as we all know, is the best food for creativity. It's going to give you mental and emotional freedom to take your business to the next level, whatever that next level is. And because that's really what I want for each and every one of you, I'm excited to be here today. And also, let me just say that it really is impossible to do a deep dive into each of these subject areas in such a short podcast. But I do provide details for each of the steps I'm going to discuss in this podcast and in all of my upcoming podcasts on my website, JessicaEvesMatthews.com. That's Matthews with one T. And I will be launching a new educational series that you're going to want to know about. It is going to really simplify the process of getting your legal foundation in place. We are in the process of getting it ready to present to you, to offer to all of our clients. And you want to be on the list to be notified of when this is launched, which will be in the very near future. Get onto my website and sign up for my free e-zine, Facets of Business Brilliance. That is where I make all the announcements about new products and new programs. And you will also get early notice of the launch. You also get special discounts for being a subscriber to my newsletter. So I highly recommend doing that right away. You're going to know when this information series comes out, and it really is going to be extremely helpful to you and your business. So my goal here today, and as in all of my podcasts, is to give you a detailed roadmap for the issues that you're going to need to examine in your own business, and really give you one or two very practical steps that you can take today to get on the road to a solid legal foundation. And in this podcast, guest, I'm really going to dig into one of my five steps in my Business Brilliance program. We discussed that last week. My five steps are outlined on my website. You can go see what they are. They're all extremely critical to getting your legal foundation in place. But today, we are going to focus on facet one, which is the mama of all foundations, a brilliant business structure. And let me just add that I cannot give you a guarantee of a problem-free or a risk-free business. I wish I could, but no one can operate a business in a totally risk-free zone. But the reason we're here today is that risk can be minimized. Once it's identified, it can be minimized. And that's really my goal, is to help educate you so that you know the areas in which you can minimize risk for yourself. So that's what we're doing here today. I do believe that's part of my calling. And to help you learn how to maximize your chances for the kind of success that you desire while minimizing the risk that you're going to face for trouble, particularly when that trouble can undo all of your hard work and really put you out of business. And so let's focus today on setting up a brilliant business structure. And I am going to assume that you have a clear idea for your business. If you don't, that is okay, and I have resources to help you get clear. So again, go visit my website if you need any help on getting clarity on your business idea. But once you have a clear business idea, the bedrock of a proper legal foundation is the entity choice. And I will define some terms here for you so you understand what I'm talking about. An entity is really just a separate and independent thing. That's the dictionary definition, really. That's all it is. It's a separate and independent thing. But it's the separateness and independence that is critical. You want your business to be a separate and independent thing, because if it is, then your personal assets, such as your house, your car, and your beloved collection of Barry Manilow records, or whatever it is that you treasure, are safe from business liabilities. And there are a number of forms of business entities to choose from, but for our purposes today, I'm really only going to discuss three that I think you should be considering, particularly if you are a beginner in business, if you're a solopreneur, if you're a small business owner. And those three entities are limited liability companies, also known as LLCs, S corporations, or C corporations. And I am going to define some of these for you in a moment, but I'm going to say that I suspect that a number of you on this podcast, listening to this podcast, are operating as sole proprietorships. And you are operating as a sole proprietorship if you've never set up an official kind of entity. You just, by default, are a sole proprietorship. And the problem with that is that as a sole proprietorship, you have absolutely no protection from liabilities that arise from your business activities. I'm going to repeat that. You have no protection. No protection from liabilities that arise from your business activities. So that means that if someone sues you to collect on a bill incurred by your business, they can potentially access your personal or marital property to satisfy that debt. Okay? But don't despair. We can help fix this if you are a sole proprietorship. It's simple. You're going to know what you need to do by the end of this podcast. And I promise that there are very easy and inexpensive ways to accomplish it. So it really is very common to be a sole proprietorship. And in fact, many of my clients started out that way. And they used to believe, and maybe you believe as well, that because they were small, maybe there was only one owner, they did not need a business entity. And in fact, maybe it was overkill for their business. But that there nothing could be further from the truth. You must have a separate legal entity, whether it's just you operating off of your business, off your kitchen table, or whether you actually have employees or have plans to take over the world, you've got to have a separate legal entity. Okay, so the next entity from a sole proprietorship, the next entity is called a partnership. And if you have a business partner and you've not formed a business entity with them, you are a partnership, just by default. Now, let me also be clear, again, I'm not a tax lawyer and I'm not a CPA. You must check with your CPA to determine from a tax perspective what entity choice is going to be best for your specific situation, okay? I almost think talking to a CPA is more important than talking to a business lawyer. But having said that, I can say confidently that for our purposes today, there is no advantage, really, of any kind to being a partnership, because you can get the same tax benefits that you used to only be able to get with partnerships. You can get those with two of the other entity choices I'm going to discuss today. And partnerships don't provide you with limited liability. So these other entities I'm going to discuss today are probably a better choice for you. The other thing about partnerships is that if you are in a partnership and you have not executed a detailed partnership agreement, you are asking for trouble. I don't have time to discuss that today, but I will have a podcast in the future about this very issue. So make sure you check back if you have a partner or you intend to have a partner as you grow. Okay, so let me explain quickly the differences between LLCs, S-Corps, and C-Corps. An LLC is a business entity that is a hybrid between a sole proprietorship and a corporation, if you're a single owner business, or between a partnership and a corporation if you have more than one owner. LLC owners are called members, and they're taxed on business profits on their individual tax returns. It's called pass-through taxation. It passes through to the individual's tax returns. And LLC members are generally protected from personal liability from the debts and claims of the LLC. LLCs are simple to form, easy to operate, and in most states can also be owned and operated by one person. That is not the case in every state, though, so you need to check the rules in your own state. A C-Corp is the one you see the most as a corporation. Usually you're going to see Inc. Behind the name of the business. And again, it is also a separate legal entity. It does also provide limited liability, but the profits from a corporation are taxed on the corporate level. This creates what is called double taxation. That means the government takes a bite out of the apple on the corporate level for corporate revenues, and then again, it takes a second bite when distributions are made to the shareholders, because those, again, are taxed on the individual shareholder's income tax return. Corporations also take more work because they must, they require that you maintain what are called corporate formalities. And those include having a board of directors, board meetings, maintaining minutes for the meetings, having annual meetings for your stockholders or shareholders, appointing officers, having bylaws, and also passing resolutions for all major corporate decisions, and you must keep records of all of these things at the corporate headquarters. So there is some work involved in maintaining the corporate status. An S-Corp is actually not a separate legal entity. It is actually a tax election. So if basically you're going to have to choose between an LLC and a C-Corp to begin with. And then once you have that entity set up, you can choose to elect choose and elect is the same word, but you can elect to be an S-Corp with the IRS. You basically just fill out a form and request to be treated as an S-Corp by the IRS. It's really a tax election. And an S-Corporation has pass-through taxation like the LLC does, but it also has some additional tax benefits that can be pretty fantastic. And it still provides business owners with the limited protection or the liability protection of a corporation. The only downside of an S-Corp is that you have to adhere to the same corporate formalities as a C-Corp. And actually, according to the IRS, if you don't maintain those corporate formalities, you can lose your S-Corp status with the IRS. And once you lose it, you've lost it for 5 years, even if you qualify for it. That used to be a huge problem if your underlying entity is a C-Corp, because that launches you into the double taxation territory. If your underlying entity is an LLC, it may not be as big of an issue, but again, talk to your CPA about that. The other thing you need to know is if you need to raise funds from investors, an S-Corp is not going to be the choice for you, because S-Corps can only issue common stock, which likely won't work in an investor environment. Investors usually want preferred stock, convertible stock, something other than common stock. So that's just a good thing to know if you're intending to raise funds. So here are my 2 cents about choosing between these three entities. And again, I'm not giving legal advice. This is educational, but I am going to give you my opinion here. But again, check with your own lawyer and CPA about what works best for your particular situation. But I do believe that for most entrepreneurs today, the LLC is the easiest, most predictable, and most appropriate business form. It's easy and expensive to set up, it's almost effortless to maintain, and it provides the same protection from liability as the other two entities. It does limit the number of shareholders and classes of ownership, but for most small business owners, that is really irrelevant. But as you grow your revenues and those revenues translate into a decent amount of net cash flow for your business, then filing for S-Corp status with the IRS is likely the right thing to do, because you can save thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes every year. But again, this is dependent on your revenues and your cash flow. And so you really have to work with your CPA to determine when, if ever, to make that election. Okay, and just as a reminder, limited liability, again, is not a silver bullet. There are certain circumstances in which you are going to face liability, even if you have a legal entity in place. It's really important to educate yourself about what those might be, and I may do a podcast on that in the future. But I will say, just generally, I think the LLC is a great choice, particularly it's a better choice than a sole proprietorship. I think it's a great place to start. And you can, as an LLC, choose S-Corp status later. So it kind of provides you with a great foundation. And then as your revenues and cash flows increase, you could choose S-Corp status when it benefits you. So that's my two cents. So basically, those are the three entities. There are a number of online services where you can do a cheap and easy LLC formation. You can actually do it yourself in your own state. It's really not that hard. Some states actually have great Secretary of State websites or commerce websites that give you the ability to form the LLC with their forms online. There is an LLC filing fee in most states, but it's a relatively simple thing to do. The online services like LegalZoom and Nolo and some of those others, Nolo.com, N-O-L-O.com, are fine choices for a very basic setup. What I usually recommend is if you're going to go that route, set it up, but then go pay for an hour of a small business lawyer's time. Make sure they review the LLC operating agreement, all the paperwork, make sure everything is in order, and that way you know that you're covered for your particular situation without spending a ton of money on a business lawyer. One other last thing is that if you do have a business partner, you need to talk to a CPA about how you intend to distribute profits, because that will also determine which entity you choose. There are different rules for S-Corps and for LLCs and for C-Corps on how you can distribute profits. So you need to talk to your CPA about that before you set up your entity. In my next podcast, we're going to delve into what forms and what paperwork you need to set up your entity and what you need to have in place if you have a business partner so that both of you are protected. I'm really excited to get into that. And so, as I said, go to my website, JessicaEvesMatthews.com, sign up for my free e-zine so you get notice of when my new product series comes out that really will help you get your legal foundation in place in an easy and fairly painless way. And then also, if you want a more customized experience, I do take a small number of VIP clients every month to work with one-on-one. And if you think you're ready for that level of guidance, and you're ready to invest in yourself and your business and to play big, you're going to want to go to JessicaEvesMatthews.com/work-with-Jessica, and you can download an application. I'm so honored that each and every one of you chose to spend this time with me today. Thank you for joining this podcast and for joining the ePodcast Network today. This is Jessica Eves Matthews. Remember to be brave, be bold, and be business brilliant.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are tuned into EPN.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.